Chronology of the Crime. April 27th, the dead body of Mary Fagan is found in basement of National Pencil Factory at 3 a.m. by Newt Lee, Negro Night Watchman. Police hold Lee. April 27th, Leo M. Frank, superintendent of the pencil factory, called from bed to view Mary Fagan's body. April 27th, Arthur Mullinax arrested. April 28th, blood splotches found in metal room on second floor lead police to believe the girl was killed there. April 28th, Coroner Donahue empanels jury for inquest. It meets, views body and scene of crime, and adjourns. April 28th, J. M. Gant, former bookkeeper at the factory, arrested at Marietta. April 28th, Pinkertons hired by pencil factory to find Slayer. April 29th, Frank taken from factory to police station. Chief Lanford announces he will be held until after the inquest. April 29th, experts declare Newt Lee wrote notes found by the dead girl's side. April 29th, Luther Z. Rosser announces he has been retained by Frank and is present when his client is questioned in Chief Lansford's office. April 29th, discovery of what is apparently a blood stain near elevator leads police to believe girl's body was dragged to the conveyance shaft and dropped to the basement. April 30th, Frank and Lee closeted together in office of Chief of Detectives Lanford for an hour. April 30th, coroner's jury reconvenes. Lee tells his story. May 1st, James Conley, Negro sweeper, arrested while washing shirt in factory. Considered unimportant at time. May 1st, satisfied with alibis, police liberate Gant and Mullinax. May 1st, Frank and Lee taken to county jail to be held until outcome of coroner's jury probe. May 2nd, Solicitor General Dorsey enters actively into the case. May 5th, Frank tells of his actions on the day of the crime. On the stand for 3.5 hours, he tells a straightforward story. May 6th, Paul Bowen, arrested in Houston, Texas. May 7th, Bowen released upon proving alibi. May 8th, Frank and Lee ordered held for grand jury by coroner's jury. May 12th, Mrs. Frank visits her husband for first time since his incarceration. May 17th, Colonel Thomas B. Felder announces that Burns Detective is at work on the mystery. May 21st, P.A. Flack, New York fingerprint expert, makes investigation. Result unknown. May 24th, Conley unexpectedly makes startling confession, in which he says he wrote notes found near body at instigation of Frank. May 24th, Frank indicted by grand jury for murder, Lee held as material witness. May 26th, Burns officials announce their investigation terminated. May 27th, Conley makes another sensational affidavit in which he says he helped Frank carry Mary Fagan's body to basement. May 30th, Conley taken to pencil factory and reenacts in pantomime carrying of body to basement. Taken to tower. June 3rd, Manola McKnight makes sensational affidavit in which she says she overheard Mrs. Frank tell of strange conduct on Frank's part on the night of the murder. June 7th, Mrs. Frank scores Solicitor Dorsey, declaring that the room in which Manola McKnight made her incriminating affidavit was a torture chamber. June 8th. Attorney Rosser accuses Chief Lanford of insincerity in search for Slayer. June 23rd. Solicitor Dorsey sets trial for June 30th. June 24th. Date of trial changed to July 28th at conference between Superior Court Judge Roan and defense and prosecution attorneys. July 9th. Public is told of a portion of Mary Fagan's pay envelope being found at bottom of flight of stairs leading from office by Pinkerton detectives soon after the murder. July 18th. Call issued for grand jury to meet and consider indictment of Conley as principal. July 21st. Grand jury, after hearing statement of Solicitor Dorsey, agrees to suspend action in Conley matter. July 22nd. The discovery of a bloody stick near where Conley sat on day of murder is announced. July 28th. Trial of Frank commences. August 25th. Case goes to jury and verdict of guilty is returned. August 26th. Frank sentenced to death on October 10th, and attorneys move for new trial.